Submarines are an expression of providence, not of the spiritual kind, but of the more humdrum practical kind. They're built in preparation for events unforeseen and for challenges of a national scale as yet unknown over a time scale measured in decades. The boats themselves are the work of a nation set to task 5 decades ago to deliver complex machines at the forefront of technology. People across the country are united in an often unseen, quietly acknowledged purpose of delivering our deterrent and the surety it brings. The partnership between the Ministry of Defence and industry that delivers this capability is not an afterthought or a nice to have. It is the delivery of submarines. When we celebrate years of continuous at sea deterrence, we celebrate a partnership of unprecedented depth and breadth. A partnership of trust, not only that industry will deliver, but that people will deliver. Deliver what is asked of them and help keep our country secure. Deliver to keep our country's place as a nation of meaning on the international stage. Deliver to help keep those who would seek to undermine all that we hold to be important at the gates. Whether it is a submarine in build or a submarine in maintenance, a 30,000-strong army of civil servants, architects, engineers, electricians, administrators, fabricators, welders, cleaners, painters, and diverse others exercise their skills day in, day out, to ensure that at any given time, a single submarine and a ship's company of 150 people can remain quietly undetected, ready to answer the call of our country should our most desperate hour come. The commitment of these many thousands of people should be a source of unrivaled pride for all of us. The future of this enterprise relies on us attracting committed, intelligent, and skilled individuals willing to continue the delivery of the defence nuclear enterprise, willing to continue honouring its successes, to challenge its weaknesses, and ready to take the machines they deliver forward to face the challenges of the future. All of us here today are heralds of that future, and we should be unapologetic in saying to people, your country needs you and the talents you have to offer. The next 50 years will see the world change in complex and unpredictable ways. But as we move towards the delivery of Dreadnought, we must be sure in our message that for as long as it is needed, the defence nuclear enterprise, government and industry will support the delivery of continuous at sea deterrence. A deterrent delivered for the nation, by the nation.